We bring in Sportsnet hockey analyst Mr. Doug McLean on this Tuesday morning. Mr. McLean, how are you, sir?
Fabulous. I'm building a sidewalk at my cottage. Like, can you believe this?
Oh, Perry, you can compare notes
Yeah,
here.
No, I had the excavator out last week, Doug, getting it done.
Oh, no. Just a minute. I'm the excavator on this one.
Oh, you're shoveling? Really?
I'm shoveling. I did a 25 by 36 inch trench, and now I've got to get the gravel and the tarp and the stones. You know, I mean, I'm come on. I'm grinding.
What's the expected date that the project would be done? Because once you start digging it, it doesn't look bad from the eye view. You go, I could probably get that done in a few days.
I'm flying to Toronto Thursday morning for 2 days at Hockey Central at noon, so I'd like to have it near complete by the time I leave. But anyway, it's okay. You know,
it's city crew.
And if I get a job at night doing Uber, I'm pretty well set, you know.
I feel like city crews could learn a thing or two from Doug's schedule here, right? Like, how many times, like, you get a road repaved, it takes, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
Doug's ready to do it in, like, 3 days. That's pretty good.
You probably don't even need permits to do stuff in Summerside like that, right?
It's called internet. No, we don't have permits. Don't spread that word.
Do whatever you want to do. It's a good idea, Doug.
I'm at the beach, man.
Life is good. What do you think about St. Louis? How is this team... you know, Doug, have you been associated with teams where character guys can't find any confidence like this club did for 4 months and then turns it around like they have in January? They have a no-show, play well on Saturday, but get nothing to show for it. You go, man, these guys could be done, but are so resilient to show up and show the fight they did yesterday.
Interesting. I may have mentioned this to you before. I talked to a management guy at the airport three or four months ago, and I said, "What about your team? What about your team?" He said, "Doug, we can't evaluate our team till we get some consistent goaltending, and then we'll evaluate a team." So I think Binnington obviously is the well known story. But I think there's more than that. I think Ryan O'Reilly comes in there. You know, there was a leadership group that there was maybe some questions. You know, Backus leaves a couple of years ago. There's maybe some questions of the dressing room there and what was really going on. And I think it took Ryan O'Reilly some time to become the guy. And then we saw last night, we've seen some big performances from him throughout the playoffs. So I think he's become that important a guy, not only on the ice, but around this entire group, helping Petrangelo become the leader he is. You know, some of these other guys. Now you see Petrangelo. I mean, guys, Petrangelo couldn't play the first 2 months of the season. Bouwmeester looked like he was done. And all of a sudden, Petrangelo last night, 29-plus minutes, moved the puck out of his zone, created offense. I mean, he looks like the Norris Trophy candidate he was. So I think there's some real happening going on in the room, and I think, you know, leadership is a part of it. And, yeah, they're resilient. Yeah, they're battling. And it's a great evaluation for GMs because you're sitting watching the game last night saying, how many of my guys could actually play in that game last night? You know, it's a really interesting analysis that every GM does this time of year.
Doug McLean with us here on Sportsnet 650. So many rumors and scuttlebutt kicking around across the National Hockey League. The front page this morning in an Ottawa newspaper has the suggestion that Erik Karlsson, could the return of the king, could Karlsson return? You know, we've been talking about Erik Karlsson here in Vancouver for the last few days about, you know, the possibility of whether if he hits the open market and ultimately does not decide to resign in San Jose. I mean, is Vancouver a consideration for Karlsson in your mind, or let alone the idea of him actually going back to where it all began for him and with Eugene Melnyk and the Senators?
Look, I did the San Jose series, the first series against Vegas. He was on, I don't know if he was on for 16 of 23 goals in that series. He didn't look himself. He looked in his own zone. It was horrendous what I watched. And then as the playoffs, he improved and got better and became an offensive guy that he is. But I'm telling you, when you're looking at him at his age and you're going to be looking at a 6-7 year deal, at 9-10, I mean, I just don't see this. Now, the way he could go back to Ottawa is very simple for me. He could go back in the dual role of president of hockey ops and defenseman. So if they can pull that off, I think you'll see him back in Ottawa. Maybe he's the guy Eugene needs to run it. In other words, I don't see it happening. I know I don't think San Jose is going to be a fit. I really don't. I don't know that it was a comfortable. I don't mean game-wise. I think he enjoyed playing with the group. I think it, family-wise, I think you see him come back east. I really do.
So with that being said, we've debated here for a while, Doug, in Vancouver, and I always think, why would an unrestricted free agent, when you have your lottery ticket, why would they go to a team that is still a fairly long ways away? I mean, you haven't even been in a playoff team.
I don't see it.
You don't see it simply because of where Vancouver is in the situation right now, that you don't go at 29 going, yeah, I'd like to be part of a rebuild?
I don't see it as a fit. I really don't. I don't think with what they've got moving forward with their youth and, you know, young Quinn, I don't see this as a fit at all. I mean, I see more of a Ranger type of situation or somebody in the East, but I just don't see Vancouver being a fit. I don't think Vancouver see him as a fit for them as much as Carlson doesn't see them as a fit for him. That's just my own opinion. I just don't see that working. And to be quite honest, I'm not convinced it would be the right move for Vancouver where they are right now with Quinn coming in with where he looks like he could be and Besser and on and on. I just don't see. I see him doing what he did this year. I see him trying to go somewhere that has a chance to be a contender. And what's a contender today? A contender is somebody that makes the playoffs, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, you just get in, right, and look at where right. some of these teams have kind of pushed
so,
this year.
I don't see it, but you know what, I have no idea what's in his head. I mean, would he consider Ottawa? I can't believe that they, I don't know, would Ottawa consider it? I mean, they offered him $64 million when he was there before, 8 times 8, he didn't want to be there. He and Melnick, I don't know where that fit is. I think with what they're trying to do in Ottawa, you know, I just don't see that being the right fit either. But who knows?
Hey, tell me,
Ottawa fans will go ballistic on this one, but I just don't see it.
Yes, low hanging fruit for talk radio, that's for sure. Doug McLean with us here on Sportsnet 650. A couple of other names that seem to be garnering some interest here in Vancouver, or at least potentially for the Canucks. The names Jake Gardner, Tyler Myers as unrestricted free agents. Do you see either of those being a fit here?
Gardner's an interesting one. I know he was maligned in Toronto, but you know what? He was loved by his teammates. He's a puck mover. He's a 50-point guy if he's playing right with the right people. I like Gardner. Myers, to me, is a defensive-type guy that will probably be overpaid and overturned. I wouldn't mind the Gardner fit there at all. And I know people are saying, well, Gardner this, Gardner that. He's a good player. If you put him in the right spot, if you have him in the four hole, you know, he's a pretty valuable guy that can also be a good power play guy that gets the puck through from the net. People that spend a lot of time with Jake Gardner, and I mean his coaches and people around the team, like this guy a lot. So I see him as a better fit to create in the new game today to get the puck up to the exciting forwards that the Canucks have. You know, you got Quinn, you got him. That's a pretty good two of the first four right there. And to me, if they don't fix their 1-2, you know, Tanev Edler have got to slide down in the lineup because you cannot have your 1-2 pair miss 40 games a year, which they've done for as long as I can remember. They've got to have durability in their top four if they're going to make the playoffs, because teams don't make the playoffs when your top two guys are out 40 games a year.
Everyone worrying about July 1st and what's available. If we fast forward to July 1st, 2020, Taylor Hall making a little bit of noise in the last 24 hours saying, yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent. Not so sure that'll be really quick to re-sign in New Jersey. He didn't love being traded there, had a great year there 2 years ago. Do you think Taylor Hall will stay in New Jersey or he'll explore and hope to move?
What a way to ruin Ray. Like, Ray Shiro's had a, like, for, like I Ray Shiro really pisses me off. You know, he gets the Pittsburgh job, and he's got Crosby, Malkin, Fleury, bop, 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 and they, you know, and they're going, oh, my God. I said to Ray one day, how could you be so lucky to get that job? Then he goes to Jersey, and he gets first overall pick after first overall pick, top two pick. I mean, it's been unbelievable. So this finally ruins the summer, hearing those comments. I don't know if he's a long-term fit there. I mean, you like Nico Hischier is a guy that he could play with. They got some good young guys that he could play with. But you know, Tavares has set the stage now. Guys are going to take their time, and they're going to step back, and they're going to say, what options are there? There are nobody. Why would you sign before July 1st if you're Taylor Hall, unless you're scared to death of injuries? Why otherwise would you do that? Why wouldn't you see what the marketplace will bring? That's what I see happening.
Who would you rather take a chance on if you could spend or acquire one? Panarin or Hall?
Oh, that's a tough one for me. My history with Russians hasn't been great.
Hashtag honesty.
You know, the Panarin is going to pick and choose. To me, Panarin's either New York, L.A., and probably Florida. That's where he's going. So, you know, I think Taylor Hall would be much more open to a variety of options than Panarin would be. For me, it's only three places for Panarin, and I deep down believe he's going to end up in Florida, he and Bobrovsky both. So I think Taylor would be more of a guy that would be open to a variety of options. I really like what Taylor Hall brings, but Panarin is so good. He is so good. And when he's not going, when he wasn't going for Columbus, they didn't have a chance to win in the playoffs. Did I answer the question?
Yeah, I did.
Sounds like
Taylor Hall. Team Taylor.
I sound like a GM that, well, I sound like some GMs. Just don't answer any questions. Why the hell do you have me on here? I'm not answering anything.
You're fun at parties. That's why we like having you on.
That sidewalk's not going to grow by itself there,
exactly.
Doug. Get back on the shovel. Figure it out. You got to get to work.
Take care, guys.
Sportsnet 650.